Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, September 25th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will become the first woman and Jewish person in history to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol today. Civil rights icon Rosa Parks was laid in honor at the Rotunda in 2005, but Ginsburg will be the first woman to lie in state. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. Two, professors at Notre Dame are pushing back on portrayals of Amy Coney Barrett in the media. You'll be shocked to know we're not quite getting the full picture. One of those professors joins us later on in the hour. And number one, more protests and riots last night after the results of the Breonna Taylor investigation released by authorities. Video this morning of protesters, rioters attacking a car and nearly pulling a driver out in Los Angeles. A new poll shows support for those protests across the nation now underwater. More Americans oppose them than support them. I wonder why that could be. Good morning to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday. Great to be with you. This is going to be a big week, don't you think? We have tomorrow's announcements scheduled for 5 o'clock per President Trump of his choice for a new Associate Justice on the Supreme Court. All indications are, although the President has been known to pull a surprise or two in the past, all indications are it should be Amy Coney Barrett. She was nearly the choice last time, and the President seems to like her quite a bit. She's had, I believe, two meetings recently at the White House with President Trump. But we find out tomorrow night. Then the fun begins as the confirmation hearings are scheduled in the Senate. And we find how far Democrats will go in attacking Amy Coney Barrett for being a Catholic, a practicing and believing Catholic. Democrats are fine with Catholics, of course, if they don't actually believe the tenets of the Catholic faith. If you're Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and believe in abortion on demand and up until the time of birth, you're a fine Catholic in the eyes of Democrats if you are Amy Coney Barrett and actually take things the Catholic faith says seriously and try to live your life in that manner. Well, they cannot abide that. We're going to find some ugliness in these Senate hearings if it is Amy Coney Barrett. Anyway, that's tomorrow. We find out about the pick for the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And then we'll spend Monday. I'm back with you Monday, by the way, too. We'll spend Monday talking about the choice, breaking it down, and preparing you for Tuesday night debates. The first debate of the presidential election season happens Tuesday night. Joe Biden, President Donald Trump, and Joe Biden taking a lot of lid days. Now, I don't know if Steve has explained this concept to you. He's a pro, so perhaps he has. But when you're the president, or in this case, Joe Biden running for president, occasionally you'll do what's called a lid day. You'll call a lid. And what that means is it's an indication to the press, to the media, that we have no intention of doing anything today. We're not going to make any news. We're not going to hold any press conferences. You don't have to be on standby. You can simply go home. We're done here. We're putting a lid on the day. Joe Biden had a lid day yesterday. He had a lid day the day before at like 8:30 in the morning. I believe someone went back and counted in 7 of the last 16 days, Joe Biden has called an early lid on the day, meaning he's not facing anyone. He's not facing voters. He's not talking to voters. He's not talking to the press. He's not answering questions. He's not really doing anything. The explanation yesterday was, oh, he's deeply involved in debate prep for Tuesday. All right, I guess it's a day, but what about the other 7 from this month? At this point, he should be the finest debater known to mankind on Tuesday if he's taking this much prep, and we all know that's not going to be the case. But Tuesday's debate, I think, will be hugely important in the scope of the presidential race. I think I've told this story before. Back in 2012, the Romney-Obama debate in 2012, the first one, I lost a bet, but I lost a bet by a single percentage point. I had made a wager with a buddy on air, one of the political science professors at NIU. And it was merely this. He said, look, debates don't matter all that much. They're not going to move the numbers all that much. And my response was, look, this Romney-Obama race, this is going to be the first time that people actually get a look at Mitt Romney the person, not Mitt Romney the caricature that has been portrayed in the media since he won the nomination. This is going to be Romney-Obama on stage. People are going to see the real Mitt Romney, what he believes. He's not this ogre. He's going to put black people back in chains, as Joe Biden said, and all those things. I said, I think this is really going to move the meter. I bet we have a net 10 percentage point swing in the polls after this first debate. And that means essentially, you know, Romney up 5, Obama down 5, a net 10 change. And he said, no way. And I said, oh, well, I'll take that bet. We bet a dinner at Red Lobster, so, you know, real high spenders. And after the debate, you know, week after the debate, we get the poll numbers out, and it was a net 9-point change in the polls, not a 10-point change. I lost by a buck, and yes, eventually took this professor and his wife out to dinner with my wife at Red Lobster. I paid off the bet. Point being, I do think that this debate on Tuesday night is going to have the same kind of swoop in the polls. I think President Trump will look good, look strong. I think people will get a chance to see Joe Biden thinking on his feet without a teleprompter. And I think we will see a large swing in those poll numbers. Steve is with you Tuesday to preview. Steve is with you Wednesday to recap. And then, you know, if you're making plans in your calendar, I'm also back next Thursday and next Friday to close out your week. So we've got it all covered here. No worries about it. We'll have all angles taken care of. By the way, I always introduce myself as I start the program. I'm Scott Bertram. I said that. But if you don't know who I am a frequent guest host here on the Steve Gruber Show all across this great state of Michigan. Spent many a year actually living in Illinois before moving out here to work at Hillsdale College at the beginning of 2016. So been here nearly 5 years now. Live in Hillsdale, work for Hillsdale College. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here on campus, and also am a lecturer in journalism, which means I teach in the journalism department as well. You can find my voice. I host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations across the state. And you can also find it in podcast form, too. The great Molly Hemingway with us on this week's program, previewing the fight over the Supreme Court nomination. Look for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Also on the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. Also host a podcast for National Review called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about political things, but about our guest's favorite band or artist. Coming up on Monday, it's a fun episode on Ramones. Trust me, it's a fun episode. And so you can find that at nationalreview.com and elsewhere. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my mentions blew up last night because Ben Shapiro retweeted one of my tweets yesterday. So that one had 1,300 likes. And I, you know, again, my notifications are off the wall overnight. But at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. That's where to find me on Twitter. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Coming back, we'll hear a little from Charles Barkley on the Breonna Taylor investigation and the results, and also that poll. People aren't supportive of these protests anymore. Steve Gruber.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.